We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Thursday, everyone. It is Dom time. One of my favorite guests. Anybody that's in this business would say the same thing. It's Governor Mike Huckabee. Saw him with Martha McCollum yesterday, talking about New York, now headed to Virginia, where the alleged moderate governor of Virginia, we played you that, jumps in with this female representative who's saying partial birth abortion. He's talking about infanticide. Mike Huckabee is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Governor, welcome in. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dom, and I'm so glad you're talking about this because all of America, what, even if they're pro-choice, should be talking about this because this is a bridge too far. This is really beyond an abortion. This is outright, as you call it, infanticide. It's the cold-blooded murder of a fully developed baby. And if we do this and we condone this and think it's okay, then we have become an uncivilized people that no longer can ask, God bless America. We need to say, God forgive America.
Oh, that is so beautifully put. That summarizes it. But what is up with this, though? Cuomo and the hardball, I'm a Catholic, Mike, and I see him facing down Dolan and these others who, because of the pre-scandal, I think, are afraid to intervene. This governor is an alleged moderate, though, but he one-ups New York and the representative there with what he said.
You know, I'm a better Catholic than Cuomo, and I'm an evangelical. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. The point being that I don't know why he continues to call himself a person of the Catholic faith when he clearly has such an utter disregard for human life, and that's what this is. This is a reckless disregard for human life. Let's face it, if science were really something Democrats embraced, then they would believe that life begins at conception, that that is a human being, and that the person of that human being should be protected and should be given some level of respect and dignity. They fail to do that. And when you're talking about an abortion at 40 weeks, every OBGYN I've talked to has said there's no medical validity whatsoever to do a third trimester abortion, that medically, for the mother, it's much safer to go ahead and deliver or even a section than to try to do an abortion,
right?
And that to do so puts her at risk.
It is, and all of a sudden, particularly when the abortion cultural battle, I think there's a consensus in the country about after 20 weeks, but the other part is still down for now. These guys are pushing the envelope on this. I wanted to ask you about another thing where I see you as a champion, and the Democrat Party is radical beyond belief on this, pushing the envelope, and that would be with Israel. Why all of a sudden are we, now I know it's been building up, is that what it is? We're seeing this over the top with some of their recently elected officials.
It's hard to even understand because the Democrats, frankly, used to be more reliable in their support of Israel than the Republicans were, and that's totally shifted. The Democrats now have fully embraced the idea of BDS, the boycott, divestiture, and sanctions, which is so counterproductive and actually hurts the people they claim to champion, the Palestinians. I've seen it firsthand. I'll be in Israel a week from tomorrow. I've been there many, many times, Dom. And one of the things that you can see firsthand is that by pushing businesses to be shut down and boycotted, they're putting Palestinians out of work who, with the Israelis, were getting four times the amount of a paycheck they'd ever received in their life, plus full health benefits and paid vacation. And they lose those jobs. And somehow that's supposed to make them better. It doesn't. And it is a tragedy and a travesty. So Israel is the only real mirror of American democracy that we have in the entire Middle East, basically from the coast of the, from Asia all the way to the Middle East. And for us to abandon them, it would be unthinkable. And so delighted that this president has recognized how important they are to us, both strategically as well as culturally and morally.
Absolutely. I know you're a proud dad, too. I was at the White House 2 weeks ago, invited there, and your daughter was front and center. And I can't tell you how supportive listeners are, particularly when it's Jim Acosta and others. So I'm sure you must get a charge out of that. She's well prepared to deal with it.
Well, she is. She's a tough kid. I tell people she had two older brothers who were really mean to her, and they super glued her fingers together when she was a little kid. That required an emergency room trip, and they fed her a big glass of mud and told her it was a chocolate milkshake. So she's kind of grown up with that kind of meanness, and she learned to be tough and fight her way out of it. So when people ask, am I worried? I say, yeah. For people like Acosta, I'm worried, but I'm never worried for her. I'm confident she knows how to handle him and more than can bring him down when necessary.
Now, for you, where can listeners find you? What's the best thing? I know you're doing something in a few minutes with Fox Nation. You're constantly on Fox as a commentator. What else is Mike Huckabee up to? Are you writing another book?
Well, I just released one in November called Rare, Medium, or Done Well. It's a faith book. It's not a political book, but it's about looking at life from the perspective of what legacy we leave. It's, I think, a really wonderful book for people to read and kind of think through life. I'm hosting a television show every week on Trinity Broadcasting, TBN, on Saturday and Sunday, 8 and 11 Eastern, and I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my life with that. It's done in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a variety show. We have enough politics to keep it interesting, but we don't do it so much that it drives your blood pressure right out of the roof. So I hope people will catch that on TBN. It's on every cable and satellite and broadcast station around the country.
Governor, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the work that you do, too. And thanks for the way that you can summarize things beautifully. Thank you.
Thank you, Dom. Great to talk to you always. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.